Security forces at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad fired tear gas Tuesday in response to protesters who breached the outer edge of the compound as they rallied in condemnation of U.S. airstrikes targeting an Iranian-backed militia in Iraq and Syria. The Sunday strikes have sparked anger and criticism by top Iraqi officials, but the United States is defending its actions and warning it could strike again. U.S. officials said the strikes were in response to a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base on Friday that killed a U.S. defense contractor. Officials said the evidence left no doubt Hezbollah was responsible. Wildfires burning across Australia's two most populous states on Tuesday trapped residents of a seaside town in apocalyptic conditions, destroyed many properties, and caused at least two fatalities. Phil Mercer has more for VOA from Sydney.
The sky in Mallacoota was turned a grotesque red as strong winds pushed out-of-control bushfires towards the popular seaside town about 500 kilometres east of Melbourne. Thousands of people were trapped and sought shelter on the beach. Some waded into the water to escape red-hot embers that rained down.
That behind me is f***ing Mallacoota. Now the fire front's come through. Everyone's safe and sound.
There was relief in Mallacoota later Monday when a change in wind direction diverted the fires away from the town. But once again, very hot temperatures and gusty winds have conspired to make this another dangerous and destructive day. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The death toll is now set at 12 in Australia's wildfires. This is VOA News. A Texas firearms instructor who shot and killed a gunman inside a Fort Worth area church on Sunday is being hailed as a hero.